Are you a homeschooler and a military spouse? Homeschooling can be tough and military life challenging. The Military Homeschool Podcast is the perfect tool to add to your arsenal as you navigate life as a military homeschooler. Join Crystal and her guests each week as they bring relevant information to equip you, stories to encourage you, and content to inspire you. You don't have to go it alone. Tune in to the Military Homeschool Podcast and be energized in your military homeschooling journey. You're listening to History for Christian Teens, the podcast where we examine historical people, places, and events through the lens of the Bible, drawing meaningful lessons that we can apply to our own lives as believers. This podcast is designed for middle and high school age students, but mom and dad and everyone else, you're invited to listen in too. This broadcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network. Welcome to the History for Christian Teens podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your host, Kevin Niehoff. Thanks for tuning in.
Before we dive into our lesson, I have a story to share with you about a teenager who just got his driver's license. Shortly after getting his license, he asked his father, who was a minister, if he could borrow the car. The father said, "Son, if you bring up your grades, study the Bible, and get a haircut, then you can use the car." 1 month later, the teenager asked his father about using the car again. The father said, "Son, I'm proud of you. You've brought your grades up, studied the Bible every day, but you haven't gotten a haircut yet." His son said, "Dad, in my studying of the Bible, I found that many great people had long hair. Samson had long hair, Moses, Noah, and John the Baptist had long hair. Even Jesus had long hair." His father said, "Yes, but they walked everywhere they went."
Yeah, very wise father, a wise father indeed. Well, today we're going to learn that even the strongest man has a weakness, or two. Weakness so great that it landed him into prison and eventually led to his demise. Gratefully, we serve a God of redemption who can restore strength even to the most broken of men. Throughout the Old Testament, we read that the Israelites would go through periods of great faithfulness to the Lord, and as a result, God would bless and prosper them. However, time and again, they would become disobedient to the Lord and turn away from Him. God would then hand them over to their enemies because of their disobedience in judgment of their sin.
It was during one of those periods of time that we read in Judges 13, verses 2 through 5, a certain man of Zorah, named Manoah, from the clan of the Danites, had a wife who was childless, unable to give birth. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are barren and childless, but you are going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink and that you do not eat anything unclean. You will become pregnant and have a son whose head is never to be touched by a razor, because the boy is a Nazarite, dedicated to God from the womb. He will take the lead in delivering Israel from the hands of the Philistines."
We then drop down to verse 24 and 25, which says, "The woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him. Manoah and his wife had no children because she was unable to conceive, but the Lord blessed them, and she eventually gave birth to a son, naming him Samson." The name Samson means distinguish. Samson was certainly distinguished and set apart by God for a special purpose even before his conception. And that is so true for each of us. The Lord has a special plan and purpose for your life even before you were conceived. As we'll learn today, even when we mess up and stray from God, His will is unchanging. He will forgive and redeem even the worst of sinners when they turn from their sin with a repentant heart.
As Samson grew up, and his hair grew long, he became a man of tremendous strength and might. An example of superhuman strength is given in Judges 14, 5 through 6, saying, "Suddenly a young lion came roaring toward him. The Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands." Another example is given in verse 19 when, in his anger against the Philistines, who were oppressors of the Israelites, "The Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him. He went down to Ashkelon and struck down 30 of their men. Then in chapter 15, we read about one of Samson's most well-known attacks against the Philistines. In an effort to lure and capture Samson, the Philistines raid a town in Judah called Lehi. To save themselves, the people of the town tied Samson up and delivered him into the hands of the enemy.
As we read in Judges 15:14-15, this does not end well for the Philistines. The Philistines came toward Samson, shouting, "The Spirit of the Lord came up powerfully upon him. The ropes on his arms became like charred flax, and the bindings dropped from his hands. Finding a fresh jawbone of a donkey, he grabbed it and struck down 1,000 men." However, Samson had a weakness for women, Philistine women to be exact. With the Lord's directive, he married a Philistine woman, giving him opportunities to infiltrate and fight the Philistines. However, he continued to mingle with the Philistines and sin against God by falling in love with the infamous Delilah.
While unknown to Samson, Delilah was tasked by her people with tricking Samson into disclosing the secret of his strength to her. Each time Delilah asked Samson what made him so strong, he would make up a story. This happened 3 times. She would then test it out and find out he had lied to her. Blinded by his sinful love for her, and despite her persistent begging and manipulation, Samson continued his relationship with her.
We then read in Judges 16:16-17, "With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was sick to death of it. So he told her everything. 'No razor has ever been used on my head,' he said, 'because I have been a Nazarite dedicated to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man.' Delilah then sent word to the rulers of the Philistines, lulled Samson to sleep, and shaved off his hair. At this, the Lord left him, and Delilah handed him over to the Philistines, who gouged out his eyes and forced him to grind grain in the prison. But Samson's hair began to grow back."
On the day of his death was Samson's greatest victory against the Philistines. The Philistines were celebrating Samson being handed over to them, and they gathered to offer a sacrifice to their pagan god. Afterward, they brought Samson out to make sport of him for their own entertainment.
Judges 16:24-30 gives the account. "When the people saw him, they praised their god, saying, 'Our God has delivered our enemy into our hands, the one who laid waste our land and multiplied our slain.' While they were in high spirits, they shouted, 'Bring out Samson to entertain us.' So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them."
Continuing to read from the passage, "When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, 'Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lean against them.' Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, 'Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my 2 eyes. Then Samson reached toward the 2 central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. Samson said, 'Let me die with the Philistines.' Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than when he lived."
The story of Samson is both heroic and tragic. What can we as Christians learn from this and apply to our own lives?
Life application number 1, don't flirt with sin because you'll get burned. Samson's first mistake with Delilah is even thinking of her at all. He was a married man. We've learned that one of the 10 commandments is, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Next, even as Delilah nagged Samson to give away the secret of his strength, and even after he realized that she would report back to the Philistine rulers what he told her, remember the first 3 explanations were lies, Samson continued in his dangerous relationship, and eventually Delilah was able to weaken him to the point he told her the truth. And we know what all happened after that. Perhaps Samson had a prideful attitude that forgot that while the length of his hair was significant, it was actually God who was the true source of his superhuman strength, not Samson himself. Maybe it was the thrill of playing games with Delilah through all the lies he told her and the adrenaline rush he got from it. Samson refused to heed the warning signs. For whatever reason, over and over again, Samson played with fire and eventually got burned bad. Sin always has consequences.
The article, How to Stop Flirting with Sin, published on desiringgod.org, sums it up this way. Quote, did Samson ever imagine that a path that began with fun and exhilaration would end in trading his vow to the Lord for a Philistine mistress? He who was so mighty gives his heart to a woman bent on his destruction. Temptation wore him down little by little. Each time he was bound, he had an opportunity to turn back, to renounce Delilah, to repent of his sin and return to the Lord, but he ignored the warnings, all of them. End quote.
Further, the article states that Samson didn't know that the Lord had left him upon his hair being cut, saying, quote, this is one of the saddest sentences in the whole Bible, but he did not know that the Lord had left him. Samson so took the Spirit for granted. He so seared his conscience. He was so blinded by sin that he could not see that the Lord was nowhere to be found. He assumed all the way down the path of wickedness that the Lord was by his side, but his heart was calloused and hardened against the warning of the Lord. He felt no difference when the Lord quietly departed. End quote. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
Life application number 2. God forgives even the worst of sins with true heartfelt repentance. God allowed Samson to be captured by the Philistines to save his soul. God's punishment is meant for our good, just like when a parent disciplines a child for doing wrong. Hebrews 12:11 explains, for the moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. When Samson's heart was truly sorrowful and repentant for what he had done, God restored his strength and allowed him one more victory over the enemy.
Listeners, do you believe that Samson went to heaven when he died? I do. Here's why. While Samson's story is tragic, it's also one of hope that no one can ever stray so far from God that he cannot be forgiven and restored. In the end, Samson was remorseful for his sin and turned back to the Lord. In fact, in the Hall of Faith found in Hebrews 11 verses 4 through 38, Samson is listed among the other faithful in verse 32. The psalmist in Psalm 130, verses 3 through 4 sings, if you, Lord, should mark my iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared.
And in Ephesians 1, 7 through 8 proclaims, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us all with all wisdom and understanding. There is nothing you do that the Lord cannot or will not forgive if you come to him with true heartfelt repentance.
What a hope-filled ending for today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening in. If you haven't done so already, please be sure to like and subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And next week, we'll explore the life of a woman who is a beautiful example of what it means to be strong, faithful, and compassionate.
Remember, links to everything we've mentioned today can be found in our show notes at historyforchristianteens.com. Got questions, comments, or prayer requests? Email us at historyforchristianteens@gmail.com. Thanks for listening in, and have a great week.
Thanks for listening in today. If you like this podcast, please be sure to subscribe and give us a star rating on your favorite podcast app. You can follow us on Facebook, too. Links to this and all the other resources mentioned during the podcast today can be found in our show notes at historyforchristianteens.com. We hope you'll join us again next week for another thought-provoking and insightful lesson in History for Christian Teens.